Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It is easy to leave a burning building when it is on fire. But what if that building contains the very thing that gives you life, excitement, peace, joy, courage, and wonder? Will you be an agent of change, or do nothing and eventually leave? If you work in Catholic ministry, business, or education, and need quality content on your website or social media pages, contact The Simple Catholic for copywriting services at thesimplecatholic.blog and click on the writing services page for more information. The Church Militant needs soldiers against the enemy. Enlist The Simple Catholic in this fight for the truth. Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin.
Today, I am so excited to have on Quote Me, Jennifer Zumbiel. I'm saying that right, yes?
Zumbiel.
Oh, you know, Schlegel's hard. I understand.
Well, my maiden name was a good Polish name, Blazievski. So, I don't know which is better.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer Z is with us today. And she is the creator and owner of Together Moments, where she's on a mission to fight for the strength of our family's face-to-face communication. She does this through unique, fun mealtime games and tools where conversation prompts are all on stickers. My family has used them. We love them. My husband doesn't know that I've got the date night one kind of waiting for us. His love language is quality time, so he's going to love it. Jennifer, thanks for coming to hang out with me today.
Thanks for having me, Lindsay. I'm happy to be here.
Fabulous. So your quote comes from kind of a turning point in your career and in your life. And I love it. You told me it came from a flip quote of the day calendar from 2002. I love that. I'd love to have you share your story, but first, do you still have the piece of paper from that calendar?
I knew you were going to ask that. And I have looked for it several times, and it would have to be dug out of a box and probably inside of another box. Because we have since moved.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, the impact that it has had on your life is not not hard to see. So can you tell us what that quote is and then walk us through where you were when it came into your life and how it's changed your life since then?
Yes. Abilities not used are abilities wasted. And I am so happy to be able to share this quote on here because it has been so transformative in my life and something that I have leaned on so much over the years. And I'm just excited to get it out there because I think it's such a cool quote and I really have never heard it since.
In a couple episodes ago, we talked about humility and what true humility is. And really, like, it's recognizing who you were created to be, what gifts you were given, and then using them. But like, if we don't recognize, like, we have to recognize them in the first place. And then once we do, we have to use them. Like, this is not a prideful thing to go do the things that we're called to do.
It is. I completely agree with that. Yes. I think that so often we think it is prideful or we're embarrassed to show our gifts, but everybody has a special gift. But if we do not open our eyes to it, we can be so lost to what's in front of us. So yes, let me set up what's going on here for when this quote really changed my life. I had graduated from the University of Kentucky in 2001. I had a business degree. I went to school about an hour and a half from where I live. So I went home. I lived at home while I was getting established in my new job. And it was a sales job. It was a great entry-level position. I wanted to be in sports marketing. And so you had to start somewhere. And my mom came home from church one day that summer. And she said, I saw this lady named Peggy at church. And she asked if I wanted to help teach a CCD class, and which is the religious prep for children not in the Catholic school. And she said, well, I told her I wasn't going to, but that you might be interested. And I said, oh, Mom, I don't know. And she said, well, you're not doing anything anyway. It's just on Monday nights for the whole school year.
Right. And no big deal.
No big deal. So I thought, all right, I guess you're right. I kind of don't have much else going on. My boyfriend, who's now my husband, was still at UK. And I said, fine. But I need to teach the eighth graders because I just don't think I can teach anyone younger than that.
Oh, so I taught eighth graders for a year. It is hard.
I just didn't think like a classroom full of, you know, second graders, sure, or third graders, sure, kind of freaks me out.
Literally a different animal. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So. Okay. I start teaching this class. I loved it. I got to do confirmation prep. It was really, really a special time. I just went because I enjoyed it. I loved being with these kids. I connected with them. It was fun. So I don't know, maybe around December, one of the moms was picking up her student and she had said, you are really good with this age group of kids. Have you ever thought of being a teacher? And I said, oh, my goodness, thank you. But no, I have a business degree. I will not be a teacher. Thank you. But I appreciate that. So, you know, we go through the year and around February, I started feeling a little unsettled at work. And I was doing well. Sales is all about quotas. And I enjoyed that a whole lot. But I felt like it wasn't fulfilling me in the way that it was supposed to. And at this point, I wasn't thinking career change. I was just thinking job change. Maybe I needed to look for another, you know, job in the business field, sales field, whatever. So then I just really started praying about it. I thought, Lord, what are you doing? Where do you want me to be? I don't know. And I was still teaching and I was still enjoying it. And I felt like God was just laying things on my heart that I wouldn't see until, you know, it all culminated with actually that one quote. So I go to work on March 3rd, 2002, and I flip over my calendar. And I can't say that right at that moment I was even thinking about, you know, the outlook of my job or anything, but I remember flipping that over. And it said, abilities not used are abilities wasted. And I remember thinking, wow, okay, God, you are screaming at me through this small little phrase on this little tiny piece of paper. It was probably, I don't know, 3 by 4 inches. It was tiny. And I turned to the girl next to me in my cubicle and I just blurted out, I think I'm going back to school to be a teacher.
It's like a Tuesday morning, right? Like she hasn't had coffee yet.
Exactly. And she looked at me and said, okay, what am I supposed to do with that? You know. So long story short, I did end up going back to school. So that was in March. I started taking some summer courses by the middle of May. And I was fully enrolled in the secondary ed master's program at Xavier University and would continue on to wow. Go on to be a high school social studies teacher.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know.
God just he turns us. And, you know, at the last episode last week with Alan Wright, we were talking about discernment and direction. This is just like, you know, totally God working from this episode leading out of that one. You know, like I see the quotes that people tell me their quotes before we record the episode. And sometimes I know where it's going to go and sometimes I don't. And I mean, this one and last one are going to seem like I planned it, like some like step-by-step course of discernment, but I totally did it. So that has led you, I mean, you taught for a while. You don't teach anymore, though.
I don't. So, you know, I'm going to back up. I think that whenever we are going through a season of really trying to understand what God is speaking to us, you know, it's not always loud and clear. We all know that. And I think we just have to just really call on the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and just be open to always hearing whatever message might be thrown in front of us, because it's not always so obvious, but if we just right. ask to be open, then maybe it's going to show up and our, you know, our hearts are just going to see it or hear it when we are supposed to. And I think when we live a life of faith, that's really how we have to live our lives, because how else are you going to know? I mean, sometimes we do hear, some of us can hear God speak to us loud and clear, and some of us cannot. And I think that you asked, am I still a teacher? I am not right now. But what happened was I read that quote and I just knew in my heart, God was saying, just trust me. I have given you a talent you don't even know that you have. And if you don't use it, that's your own will. But if you do, I'm going to do pretty incredible things with it. So I kind of think you should listen to me.
just an option, a mere suggestion.
An option, exactly. So, you know, saying yes to that and just trusting, because just to paint the picture, I mean, I had a business degree that was finished with $20,000 in student loans, to be quite honest. So I was going to, you know, that wasn't an easy decision for me to just leave and go pay for another degree. And a lot of other things, of course, because that's a lot of work to go back to school. I mean, I had to take the GRE to get into grad school. I had to do have a lot of stuff. So just to trust and do that is such a big deal. And then what happened was I ended up teaching. I got married a couple years later and had our first child in 2007. And I did not teach when she was born. However, it was pretty cool because God set up the perfect, you know, it was just, he orchestrated these events so perfectly. I ended up being a part of a Familia Bible study. Do you ever, have you done that?
No.
It's through the Legionaries of Christ, Regnum Christi.
Okay.
I forget what it's called now. They've changed it, but I did it when she was a year and a half. I started that. And long story short, what ended up happening was I crossed paths with somebody who wanted me to teach for their homeschool, high school,
beautiful
Catholic co-op group. And I said, no, well, this is crazy because one person from one walk of my life asked me to teach and I said, no. And another person from another walk of my life who didn't know they were both asked me to teach for the same co-op group. And by the time the second one was there, I talked to Matt, my husband, and said, I think I am supposed to be here.
This is basically like getting an email from God. It's pretty direct.
No kidding. It really is. And then I go back to that original quote, abilities not used are abilities wasted. And if I was not sitting in my gift of teaching, I knew that I was going to miss out on so many beautiful opportunities. And the very, very cool part is that I ended up teaching for this homeschool group for 5 years, every Tuesday for just 1 hour. But I got to stay in my gift of teaching without the stress of lesson planning for 5 different preps. I just had one prep a week and it was for 1 hour and it was for 20 kids or 15 kids, because they had a lot of students in this co-op. And I did it for 5 years. So I got to stay in my strengths, do something that was really fun for me. By the time I finished, I had my fourth child. And when I started, I was pregnant with my third, which was really cool.
I'm thinking too of all the children and the families who benefited from you. Like, you used your gifts and you knew that that was something that you needed to do, right? To follow God and for your own relationship with him. but it also extended out to who knows how many other people. Like, how many of those people went on and did something else with the things they learned from you? Like, it just keeps going.
You're right. Yes. I mean, I was, you're right. Just as much as I was touched by them, I'm sure I did touch them. I mean, I got some neat notes when they would graduate and they would invite me to their graduation parties. And, but I learned, I always say those 5 years just immersed me into these strong, godly women who were creating these faith-filled homes that I just got to learn from simply by being around them. It was the coolest thing. And I attribute so much of the way that our family lives simply because I just put into practice what these moms were doing because I didn't know what to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so just continuing to say yes and stepping out of your comfort zone along the way when you know that's what you're supposed to do. I always feel like, well, with what I'm doing right now with Together Moments is just, I didn't want to wake up 10 years from now and think I wasn't using those abilities that God had given me.
Absolutely. We only have like a minute or two left. So can you quickly, I said a little bit about Together at the beginning. Can you give us like a quick, what it is? And I mean, that totally sets the backdrop, and having used it in my home, I can see that it is, it's family building, it's life giving, it's making sure we're having good conversations and not sitting in front of screens. And like focusing on that quality time and that interaction with each other that does build good families that then go out into the world and influence other people, like that homeschool group influenced you.
Yeah. Well, you just gave a good plug. The only thing missing is that they're.
I love this thing. But they are first too, friends.
That basically, I just saw a big threat to our face-to-face communication, and that our busyness and distractions in our lives are not really going away. So we all need a way to create really meaningful conversation in the small moments. So what I did was I created mealtime games with really special conversation prompts on stickers to make it fun, interactive, get past the surface, and just be able to connect in ways that really matter. So by the end of the day, you know that, you know, you said the words that you needed to say for the day. So we have date night. You mentioned that before. We have Advent, Lent, and regular family dinner version.
Beautiful. Yes, I love these. You've maybe seen it on my social media already, but it will be posted again in the show notes. I wish we could talk longer, but we've got to wrap.
I know.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful story. You know, like God doesn't, sometimes he takes his time. And when we trust him, I love that you have, I think that perspective of being able to look back on it, like I'm sure that is going to touch our listeners that are in that place of like, what do I do next? Like just keep putting one foot in front of the other, keep God as the center, and you're going to look back, like you're saying, you're going to look back from 10 years from now and not wonder, what if? You're going to look back and say, God, you've been so good to me.
So thank
you for sharing your story. Listeners, thanks for hanging out with us. If you'd like to suggest a quote or a guest, please follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindseyschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your podcast, and tell a friend. And please do check out the show notes for some links to Jennifer's Together Moments, which are just fabulous. And until next time, friends, God bless you.
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at CaneFord.com.